John Rogers is the director of Roberta and Bob Rogers Gallery. The gallery was established in 1972 by Rogers' parents, Roberta and Bob, and it was called Gallery 72. Rogers inherited the gallery around the same time his father passed away in 2012. The gallery remained as Gallery 72 for a few more years.
And in about 2019, transformed it into a nonprofit and changed the name in honor of my parents.
The Roberta and Bob Rogers Gallery is also known as the RBRG Gallery and became almost exclusively for fine art printing shows.
Sort of the two reasons for that. One is that's what I'm most comfortable dealing with. I know the most about. I'm a science teacher, but my brother is a printmaker and my parents showed a lot of printmaking artwork. So I have an understanding of printmaking artwork, and then also there are no venues in the Omaha area that almost exclusively show fine art printmaking.
Rogers believes that here in Omaha, there are plenty of galleries showing painted art, but almost no gallery allows fine printing art artists to show their work.
Associated with that is we also do printmaking here. So I have a number of presses, etching presses, relief presses, and which are open to the use by the public, but also by visiting artists, and we've done several visiting artists. We did a project in 2020 related to the pandemic. We asked 19 artists to respond to the pandemic. We gave them all the same charge and got 19 different prints all responding to the pandemic. So it made a fantastic show.
Rogers was a science and physics teacher. In a way, far from art as it can get, but he believes that the relationship between science, physics, and arts is narrow.
They're both highly creative endeavors, and while I was teaching, I didn't want science poster science things. I didn't think they were visually very good. So having access to good art, the classroom was filled with art, and we had a number of art students who responded to that and enjoyed having that. So by joining the visual arts with physics, I think we invited a lot of art students to be more comfortable in a science like physics.
He has been around art all his life. His parents and grandparents were always interested in all forms of art. Rogers' brother graduated from an art institute in Kansas, and now he teaches art in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Over the RBRG Gallery, occasionally they have other shows, like the Arts and Entertainment Awards with three categories, music, theater, and arts.
So all of the artists that are nominated are invited to be part of a show, a visual art show. Mm-hmm. So we've done it four times here, and so it would do it again this year.
At the gallery, they have 8 to 10 shows a year. Rogers centers on the quality of work of the artists, but more so on the artist's personality. And he likes to give opportunities to new artists, like the Brian Raimundo exhibit, a new artist from Texas. The opening night for this show is Friday, November 11th, and KBNO is reaching out to Brian for more details on this exhibition. For more information about the gallery, you can visit rbrg.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.